by day to Ramaster Chof He Cheshun Topshin Pei Beis Rabbi Yunus and Guten Tag.
Morning everybody, good vach, good morning. So, with the coming week's Sedra, we've got the sale of the Bechira by Esau to Yaakov. And Esau and Yaakov is, it's not just Esau and Yaakov. It's one of the obvious Kedoshim against a difficult protagonist, and that tension and that milchama between Yaakov and Esau has gone down the generations. So the idea of a challenge to the sale of the Bechorah, which it didn't come down the generations, is one that has got cosmic significance, both up there and both down here in Jewish history. And so the idea, therefore, of exploring what might be the halachic matters that arise as a result of this of the challenge to the sale of the Bechorah from Esau to Yaakov are important. So let's have a look at them. We're going to raise the question. We're going to provide four answers to the question, surely the Mechiras HaBechorah was not valid. So, I've got a handout here. I'm sorry for those who are watching live, but perhaps next time we'll make sure to get it uploaded, that we've got a handout here, 3 pages of Mechiras and sources. So let's share from the top. So we've got the Pesukim. You notice in Pesuk Lamed Aleph, Vayome Yaakov Michro Chaimes Pecheros Choli, and then Esav said, Hina Nicholech Lemusa Lamzel Bechara, and Yaakov then said, Vayome Yaakov Yishavali Kayom, that was followed up by Shavua, Vayishavali Vayim Kos Pecheros Choli Yaakov. Now, the idea that the Mechira would get challenged was already within, a few pages of the Chumash, just the a few years later, the next Dor, or the end of that Dor, because at the Levaya of Yaakov, the famous Chazal to Gemara in Sota Yud Gimel, that brought here, that Esav challenged. He said, look, Kiras Arba, as the... Yaakov spent his kever in burying Leah. That one's mine, and so he said it belongs to me. So he said, no, look, surely bekivri asher korisili and kira's loshen mechiras, not just the grave that I dug, but also I sold. And so Esav said to them, so show me the document, show me the contract if he claimed that there was a real sale. And so they said, no, the Igros of Be'arad Mitzrayim, the document's not here, it's in the office in Mitzrayim. And so they sent Naphtali, in the meantime, Chushim ben Don got a club, and club dates are a famous story. Okay, but what arises from there is that the Mechira, the validity of the Mechira was challenged, and so it's an old idea. And this question, therefore, was raised formally by the Rishonim, most notably by the Tur in his Perush, that I bring in the next source down. Tema ma mecha shayach be bechora she'ena dovid nitvas bekinyan. And so how can you have a mecha here? It's something that you can't be. It's the idea of the firstbornhood is therefore something notional and spiritual, and you can't actually sell it. However, if you say it's actually the financial aspects, yerushas pishanayim, which obviously is monetary. Surely there's a lachik, there's a gemara that says if you try and sell that sort of on the futures market, that which you're going to inherit, it doesn't work. That makor of that's a gemara in Bob Matzia Tesayin, but it's makor is a Tesefta and a Dorim. Sure, it seems to be she'irish me'abba mocholoch. The ox that I'm going to inherit from father is sold to mashatalim, it's a dosim mocholoch. Or fisherman says, or a hunter says, that which my nets or traps is going to catch is sold to loyim a klum. There's a bit of Gemara which we'll go into later, but that's the source for that which I will inherit from Abba is sold to you has not got validity because it's a dover shaloi bolaylam. So that the question being posed by the Tur, and there are four answers I want to share with you. The first one is the one given by the tour in the name of his father. So if you look at the next source down, Vadoini Ovi Harosh Zal Medakteik Mikan. So here's the first answer. So if he says the Rosh, the tour in the name of the Rosh, if you look at the Pasukim, you will see but there's actually a way of learning something important here and finding an answer to the question and halachic guidance as to what to do. Mi shemoicha l'chaveru dover. If you sell to your friend something, she'ein ha'kinyan chalalov, something that the kinyan can't work with, kegoin mashi irish ma'aba, like an inheritance I'm going to inherit from father, or mi shemoicha milva alpeh she'yesh lo'y alacherim, she'ein enim kere, something that can't be sold, like loans that you have to others, the nishba alav. So the thing by itself is not going to have validity, such a kinyan. But if you combine it, you add to it also the power of shavua, the nishba alav, shahamecha chal mikercha shavua. If you add a shavua to the sale, then the sale works mikaya chashvur from the power of the shvur. Lo mibay shekofin es lekam b'shul shvursai el afilim shem mecholav. It's not just that midine shvur. We say to him, you have to be mekayem yeshvur, but actually, no, it qualifies as a fully fledged, totally valid sale. It's got a din mecha. It's got a shem mecholav. Kedar chazina hoch, as we see here, says that the Rosh, quoted by the Tur, the korele mecha b'shul ashvur, that because there was a presence in Pasuk 25, Pasuk Laman Gimel, by Yom Yaakov, he shavah li kayom by shavah lo vayim kor es b'chor. So we see that by combining a shavur together with a mecha, it makes a shem mecha, and therefore you have a valid sale. QED1, right? So we've established one valid answer that it was, you know why it's a valid sale? Because normally it wouldn't be, but there was a shavur here as well, and therefore it counts. Okay, so that's the tour and the name of his father, the Rosh. This is not just chumish commentary, as it were, but this is a sort of practical halachics. This is the way to actually sell a dovish lebel olam if you combine it with a shavur. Second answer we're going to present is that of the Rivosh. Rivosh lived, as you can see, somewhere around the same time, or a bit later, perhaps, as the Tur and the Rosh, and although in a different part of the Jewish world. He was one of the Gedolei Sfarad, and he's got it in his Tshuva Zohar, Rivosh, Od Kosavto. The bottom source, Shari Isa Kosov B'Shem Harav Rabbeinu Yaakov and Arosh. That we've got you've seen somewhere, it's written somewhere, that Rabbeinu Yaakov and the son of the Rosh, Shekosa b'shem Aviv HaRosh, Da'amak ne'dova sheloi bo lo'olamim nishma al-kacha shekona ha'koina, v'afilu me'sakona mekechaim v'rayosoi mimikiris ha'b'chor shemocha esav li'Yaakov, v'kosa aksivi shovali v'amato shodiach odati. So in other words, the Rivosh gets a report of that which you can see in front of us as being the words of the Tur and the words of the Rosh. And the Rivosh, the questioner posed the question to the Rivosh. Yeah, we've heard about this view of Rabbi Yaakov, the Bala Turim, and the father of the Rosh, that if you sell something shaloi bala oilam, which you normally can't sell, but you combine it with a shavua, then it should work. And the proof is from our parsha. And so, what is your view? The questioner asked the Rivosh teshuva, and the Rivosh gives his answer. Lav, you know what he says? He says in Yiddish. I mean, he was in Spain, so presumably he didn't say it, but he would say in Yiddish, "Heit zich nish om." Right? It never happened. This is obviously a fake news. It's a fake report of the view of the Rosh and the Tur. It's not the Rosh and not the Rabbeinu Yaakov, but the Turim, his son, signed on it. I don't see that it's right to hang, as it were, a tribute to such great giants of Halacha and the Torah, such like them, such a logical position. There's no basis for that position that you can be through the addition of a shavua. even the proof that they don't bring, that they bring this in their names, has got no eka. The main thing says, and here's the second answer. You know, says the Rivash, you know why it was valid? Because the Torah hadn't yet been given. It was pre-Sinai. The Torah hadn't been given. And therefore, don't give me the details of Shulchan Aruch about what went on before Sinai. It's a bit, obviously, that's a bit, it occurred to me that it's not so simple. Why? Because they always kept the Torah. Okay, but that is the Rivash's position. Who says Rivash, that you are restricted in saying, like we are post-Sinai in Halakha, that you can't be Makna Dov Shaloi Bola Olam? Maybe pre-Sinai, you could be Makna Dov Shaloi Bola Olam. He says, and as for the Raya from the Pasuk Lamed, was it Lamed Hay that it says there was a Shavua and he sold the Bukhara? That was just a sort of, you know, an extra bit of gift wrapping, as it were, to give a bit of strength to it. Shloya Ara Esav Badova, in order the Ace to sort of push Esav's any challenge that Esav might mount as a result. Ki Kira Yaakov Bezeid Yahiv Israel Afichach Ishbia. Maybe the only way of dealing with an Esav is by the Kirch HaShavua, but not that halachically that it actually works. In other words, you've got a machlokes here between the Rosh and the Rivash, actually the halacha. Machlokes Vishonim as to whether when you've got a Dava Shaloi Bala Olam, which you can't be sold through Kinyonim, whether if you add a Shavua to it, it's going to have effect or not. According to the Rosh, it has effect. You can be kind of Dava Shaloi Bala Olam through the process of Shavua. And according to the Rivash, you can't. And so there's some nice lumdas, the Yeshivish lumdas, because Yesh Lachkar, what is the nature? What's the chisaron of a dava shaloi bala olam? Why can't you be makna a dava shaloi bala olam? Is it because there's an intrinsic lack of a sort of ma'aser kinyan of an intrinsic act of acquisition of kinyan from one person to the other by the fact that there's a dava shaloi bala olam? Or is it the fact that you can adjudge the mind of the participants that they don't agree to it, since you're dealing with something as flimsy and fragile as dava shaloi bala olam, and therefore there's a lack of gemiras hadas? So therefore we could say the nafka minim will be that if you make a shavua as well, if you say that there is that the basic problem is because there's a lack of ma'aser kinyan involved, an external shavua is not going to help you at all. That presumably would be the position of the Rimosh. However, if you say that the problem is it's a lack of gemiras hadas, then when you sort of bring a sort of the nuclear force of a shavua onto the pitch and you add it to it, then obviously you're getting people's gemiras hadas involved, because if they're making a shavua, then they're making it and accepting it, and so you can see therefore that would be the position of the Rosh, that gemiras hadas would assist in order to get the...
Can I just ask,
yeah.
That's
the question. That's the question. If you have a look in the Makari of the tour, halfway down the first page, my mecha shach ben bechosh ain a dovah shnitz for the beginning. Ve'i mishum yurushes bishanai. So we couldn't divide the discussion into two. If you're talking about the notional things about bechor that are not financial, then you can have that sort of discussion. We're now discussing. He said, "Are we talking about the monetary stuff for bishanai?" That's what we're talking about. He's defined the parameters. Yeah. Thank you for raising that. Okay, so that is the two answers to our question so far. Number one, that of the tour and the Rosh, that we're talking about of Dovah Shaloi Olam together with the Shavua. Number two, that of the Rivosh, that was what? That the reason why it was valid is because it was before Matan Torah. Now we come to answer number three, and that is of the Or HaChaim. Sorry, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, I should say. Oh, and certainly in these hallowed walls. And so let us see what the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Gishmak Or HaChaim HaKadosh, has got to say on the subject. Vayom Yaakov Michroch Hayom Tzorich Ladas. So the Or HaChaim characteristically, if it picks up something that we might not have noticed, Michroch Hayom. Other Mephoshim also deal with it. Why sell like today? Michroch Hayom. There's no need for that word. Obviously today is today. Michro chayom, sell like today. Why sell like today your bechorah to me? Torah das omre chayom she'ein l'mashmosh, which doesn't seem to have any significance and meaning. Venira, I will propose the following answer, says Or HaChaim. Ki liyos ki bechorah zu she'koinim emenu. Yesh ba peroktim she'enu b'metzius. This b'chodi is acquiring from him. It's got details that aren't in physical existence. In existence, they're not going to be brought about until the death of his father. And therefore, they are have got to be regarded as matters that have not yet come to the world. Right, you can say the Arachaim. That's when you can see the Arachaim Hakadosh, because that's where he sort of talks about Torah and Hakadosha. Okay, Torah and Hakadosha. Ain other makna davar shloim b'la olam. You can't transfer kinyan on davar shloim b'la.
Sorry, why is it not the b'la? The commodities are there. You're just going to wait till the farmer dies. Why is it not the b'la? You say the fruit on the tree has not been grown.
Because to sell something legally, you have to own it, and therefore, if you don't own it yet, this is lebala olam into your domain. What you're selling it for? The legal state of it being yours is not yet bala olam. Lezen eschakem loma kayom says the Arachaim. You know the answer to our question lies in that little four-letter word kayom, michra kayom. That's the key to why. The sale works. Kadesh it is kaima mechira. Why is it that by the abracadabra magic of adding the word michra chayim, that's going to make it valid? Why michra chayim? So there's a special technical halachic reason which arises from the Gemara that we referred to a few moments ago, and he goes on to explain it. That goes like this. Hatzayad oni. If you've got a poor trapper, I don't know whether he's trapping, whatever he's trapping, animals and deers, or whether he's trapping fish, I don't know. I presume he's trapping animals. She'ena ma yoichal, he hasn't got anything to eat. She'oma, so he goes out and sells on the futures market. He sells. He says, ma she'yale b'metzulasi hayoim mochuloch, what my traps will raise up, what will be caught in my traps today is sold to you, mimkorei kayam. Then his sale is a valid sale. That's an exception to the rule that that you can't be makna davar shloim b'la olam. So Gemara, it was the Gemara in a minute. Vatam, and the reason being mishum kedei chayav. It's a special takana derabbanon that allows somebody in the days of pre-days of social security or universal credit, people didn't have anything to eat, and therefore there was a need to feed people. And if the poor fisherman or hunter-trapper could be feed himself and his wife and kids by means of using what would normally selling validly, what halacha wouldn't normally allow him to sell, which is a davar shloim b'la olam, that which my traps are going to attract today. If that's the way of doing it, then the chachamim came along and said, you know, we've got to support the guy, we've got to be mefanes the guy, and therefore mishum kedei chayov, we have to be able to let him have his valid sale by selling the contents of his trap or his nets. Actually, the goyim say it's not the magical word is not hayom, elo huadin yom acher. Any other day, a day's worth of trapping, not just today's worth of trapping, but any other day's worth of trapping, mimkorakan, that would be a valid sale mitam, and the reason being kedei chayov, in order to give him support for a basic sustenance. That's not, but he can't say I want to be able to sell the 30 a month's worth of fishing or a month's worth of hunting and trapping. Because that's more than a day's panosa. It's the key issue here is it's a day's panosa. But even though it's a davar shloim b'la olam, but it's a special get out in order to support the poor hunters and trappers, that we allow the davar shloim b'la olam to be a valid sale, even though shloim b'la olam, because of kedei chayav. Vehu omrim, and so let's just have a look at, just break from the Arachim and have a look at the Gemara that was cited there. You can see in it's the continuation of the Gemara and Bav Metzia from over the page. Maishnot, because if you, let's just have a look back on the previous page. You see the previous page, the Gemara. Where is it? Just one tick. So actually, it didn't bring the Gemara. But you see, the Tosefta, the Gemara is quoting Tosefta. Shersh irish me'abba mochala, loch, mashtalim sedosi mochala, loch, loch, maklum. If he says that which my traps are going to raise, it's not valid. However, mash irish me'abba hayayim mochala, mashtalim sedosi hayayim mochala, devar of kayomin. But if he says that which my traps will raise today, then it's a valid sale. And so the Gemara says, Maishno Reisho, Maishno Sefer. Why is the first case different? Why is the second case different? Why do you need Hayom in the second case for it to be valid? B'yachdanam Sefer, let's just skip out the Mashatalim, Sadosi Hayom, Mishum Kedei Chayav. This is this Gemara. The reason why, if you say, that which my nets are going to raise today is because, says the Gemara, Mishum Kedei Chayav. That's the source that the Aruch Chaim is going on in order to give his third answer. Let's go back now to the Aruch Chaim. Sorry? Good. So, there's two cases of the Tosefta, right? So the first one, that's the whole point. Mashirish ma'aba hayom mochol. Sorry, that's the whole point. The Tosefta gives both cases. Again, let's read the Tosefta. That's not an oni. That's a general person. That doesn't work. But if he says, if it's an oni, let's just explain about that which I will inherit from father today is sold to you. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara can see, and Bob Matzia answers that it's in order, Mishum Kavod Aviv. Another exception is, if somebody needs to sell part of the father's on his deathbed, and the children need to arrange a Bekavod Kelevaya, then they can arrange a Bekavod Kelevaya based on the same exception, Mishum Kavod Aviv, even though they haven't, they're allowed to validly sell part of the future estate that will come to them by Yerusha that has not yet come to them because of the second reason, or the first reason given here, that Kavod Aviv for the honour needs of the father. Everybody okay? And go back to the Aruch Chaim. Let's have a look. V'hu Omrei, the last paragraph in the Aruch Chaim, in the middle of page 2. V'hu Omrei Michro Chayom. Says the Aruch Chaim. Now we understand the meaning of the wording in the Pasuk that Yaakov said to Esav, sell today, Esparos Chali, perish Kedin Yom. Says the Aruch Chaim, Lomdishli, said Yaakov to Esav. The same way, like in accordance with the provisions of the din of Gemara Bav Metzin and Choshem Mishmo, that if you need something very much in the here and now for your vital subsistent needs, says Aruch Chaim. So why did Esav need it so desperately? He was desperate. It was his life. He was desperate. He was dying. And it's like it's a basic sustenance. Mkara mimka. Hagam shu dovah shabu alolam, even though normally it wouldn't be valid because it's dovah shabu alolam. Vezulas matzias there, ein din shiochel zakas b'mecha b'chora, v'hitztik Esav divrei Yaakov, and Esav indeed justified Yaakov's words, but omrei, hinei anoich alech namus. In other words, it's kedei chayav, I'm dying, you've got to help me. Therefore, it fits in very appropriately and beautifully into aesthetically, pleasingly, as it were, and logically into this exception of kedei chayav. So that's answer number three. Remember the three answers. Number one was the Rosh, that you know why it's valid, because it was a shavur. Number two was the Rivash, because of the poor matan Torah. Number three, because it's a special exception based on the lamdas arising from Gemara Bava Matzia Tassayin and Choshem Mishpat, that where it's kedei chayav, then it is permitted. Answer number four. Answer number four is not based on Rishonim, it's based on a straight approach to the Gemara, and that is, it is based on Rishonim, but not in answer, not in direct answer. Others have later suggested this answer, that you know why the sale was a valid sale? Because Halacha recognizes that when there are modes of acquisition, modes of sale and buying, and the transfer of title of goods from one person to another, that are not recognized by halacha, but they are recognized by the market. If that's the way people do business, then that is a valid way. And so that's called situmta. Situmta in Bav Metzia, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, Omer Rab Papi Mishmei Dorova, Hai Situmta Kanya, Lamai Hilchasa. So there's discussion, and is it the Miknai Marish, is it actually going to work as a sale, or is it just that you're an immoral so-and-so, if you break it, the Kabbalah Mishapara, you'll get Mishapara on your head, the Hilchasa, it's just the Kabbalah Le Mishapara, the Asud and the Higur of Miknai Mamish Kona, but actually, if it's a place where that's the custom, then it actually will be valid. And so there's a lot of very interesting halachic discussion about Situmta, some of it comes into Hilchas Mechiras Chometz, how to do the actual sale. But Situmta, what was Situmta originally? It was the marking on the wine barrel, and that was how merchants did the acquisition. So the halachic discussion arises in the Rishonim with a Maram. Maram brought by Mordechai. Maram Omer, Mishnod l'chaver lios bal briso olamul benoi. If you sort of promise somebody to be, you're having a simcha, that he should be the moel or the sandik, sort of kaim loy. The afal gav dein on makn dosh lebel oil am ikol mokoym hoyl u minig bne on shnoy dem name zeles em kaimin you can't validly make the acquisitions since it's dosh lebel oil on that but since the normal mode is that people do promise these things one to another gam kan sor lekaim vray mi dor min bab metzia hay si tsunt ze kanye perish roishim chovios Uva asked the mamish shekach nogu hochnami kach nogu v'tzorch la'ayin. It was rejected by Rabbi Yechiel. So you can see that would be the sort of the fourth way of explaining why the sale of that's the fourth approach to trying to explain why the sale of the Bechor by Esav of Yaakov would be valid. And that is that's what you could suggest that apparently, I mean, there's no rhyme for it, but you could suggest that apparently that's how people would go about selling these things, and you could say under the category of Situmta, it's going to have a validity. There's a Rashbam that says that it would seem to say that the way of selling something was by sitting down and having a plate of soup together. And maybe the modern equivalent is going to the pub together after a sale. By certain sections of the population to know about it, but so perhaps there's a Rashbam that talks about sitting and having a plate of soup. Except according to that Rashbam, there's a suggestion that's how it would fit in according to Situmta. I've got 2 minutes left. Let me just share with you on the subject of the Mechiras HaBechora, and that is from Zorosh Moshe. From Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's not really to do with this, but it's a question that Rav Moshe Feinstein asks. Rashi says, "Hine onoichi holeich lamus." Behold, I mean, it's okay. You can it's all kosher. Behold, I'm going to die. V'loma ze li b'chayra. So Rashi says, "Esav asked mativa shel avodah zu." Omalai, so they explained to him, Kamaz Horus Vaunshin and Mrs. Flum by, you know, you could really risk your neck if you carry on with the Bechorah. There's Mises and Ainshim, Kosha Shushininu, Elen Shabb Mises, Shutuyan, Prurish, not a Malabi. So Aisha said, Holech Lamus, I'm going to die. It's a really dangerous activity being a Bechorah. Of course, I can't possibly have it. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein. So, but when it says vayives Esav as a bechora, that's a very funny form of vayives. That is very respectful. He's dreadly scared stiff of the bechora. That's nishkin vayives. That's vayore. That's hadras yiras hakodesh. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, if you've got responsibilities upon you, they've been put upon you, then don't think get out of them by saying I'm scared of them because of the consequences, because of what Shemaim will think of me, or what other B'nai Adam will think of me. If those are your responsibilities, if you don't put your shoulder to them, you don't go and square up to them and say I'm going to do them, dos heis vayives. That's unbelievable thought by so Rav Moshe Feinstein. There are sometimes people who are scared who really should be prepared to take on a rabbonus or other communal responsibility, and they come up with various talents. Liminem, they're scared of it. They're scared of what people say. Says Rav Moshe, vayives. That's to despise it. That's to scorn it. Don't be a vayives. Take on responsibility for Am Yisrael and for the Gila. Good. Good morning. Thank you for listening.